have a competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name.
Tiny things, how much there is to see. Just open your eyes and listen to me.
Bunch of slap-jawed around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without a glass.
I'll give you some Johnny.
He's
dead!
Why would God let this happen?
Oh,
poor baby.
Johnny.
Alright, guys, listen to the Blues Riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try to keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Yep. Hour 3, The Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Is it just me, or is this show flying by like super duper fast?
Almost like it's an hour shorter than we're used to.
Well, yeah. You didn't have to point that out. We don't want the people to think we're cheating them. We just wanted to get an earlier time slot so more people can hear us. So we sacrificed. We used to do 10 p.m. till 2 a.m.
Truth.
I also used to work Saturdays at my day job. Now I have a different schedule. Now I still go in if they need me on a Saturday. Like next Saturday, I'm working the day job. We have a big tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome tournament. Sarasota Kennel Club. Go check them out.
Do you have to wake up at an ungodly hour?
No. I'll go in a normal kind of hour. Look, I don't regret my old schedule. It's an unbelievable job. It's such a good job. It allows me to be me. It allows me to make a very comfortable living. But they're also very, very nice, and they help me work out my schedule so that I can have this show on a little bit earlier. So, which is good for all of us,
so
and,
nice.
And good for the listeners, because yes, we're not neglecting the late nighters, midnight till 2, or yeah, midnight to 2 replay.
Yep.
So you're probably listening right now at 1:30, and I'm saying this. Oh, weird, right? Inception. Let's take a phone call. We got somebody that actually has an answer to that sick question we had earlier from Google Girl, whether they have holds on Suicide Hotline. Prentice.
Talking about it, asking do they have put people on hold.
Oh, hey. What up?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's up?
Not much, but yeah, you guys were asking if they put people on hold, and ironically, as I was on hold waiting for you guys, yes, they do put people on hold for the Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Now, were you on hold with them, and that's how you know, or did you hear from a friend?
No, I was on hold with them. I was 15 years old and very depressed about a girlfriend. It's probably the most ridiculous thing to call them for.
You'd be surprised.
They just told me to shut up.
Yeah, that's probably why a lot of people get that feeling now. So they talked you through it, and you're all better now?
No, to be honest, I was on hold for 10 minutes, and I reamed them a new hole, because the same idea is the whole reason you guys brought it up. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I said, you guys had me on hold for 10 minutes trying to get help, and now I'm sitting here pissed off, you know.
Yeah, I got you. So how long ago was that? How many years ago?
At least 10.
Okay. And how's everything going now, buddy? You got a good girl, you got a good life, everything good?
Actually, things are good because I don't have a girl.
Hell yeah!
I'm single.
Yeah!
Relationships last only one night now.
Stay that way, my man!
That's right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
No problem, man.
Later. All right.
I was really worried about that call.
Me too.
Yeah. Especially when you didn't know he was on the air and he was talking to his buddies in the background.
Look.
I'm thinking, hover, man.
The last thing I wanted to do was kill that phone call.
Yeah.
Or make him wait on hold some more.
Yeah. It could be very depressing when you're on hold on your favorite radio show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be fine. Tomorrow, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be facing the Rams of Los Angeles. And I've already predicted my man Jameis Winston is going to murder them. I believe he'll have 3 touchdowns. I believe he may even run one in himself because he is going to be that fired up. Well, if you listen to the show on a reg, that's how kids say regular, then you know we have a little thing we call the Jameson Johnny Show. It's kind of a faux sitcom type of scenario where myself and Jameis Winston are hanging out as BFFs, as we probably should be anyway. It's our way to pay homage to my favorite football player, and probably your favorite football player too, right, Ryan Adams?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we take clips of Jameis Winston from his press conferences, and with the beautiful art of Adobe, we splice them in to make it sound like we're having a full-on conversation, and every now and then, we'll throw other celebrities into the mix. Well, we'll play this one from last year, from a year ago, and you decide if that's what we did or if Jameis and I were really for realsies on Happy Hour.
It's Jameis and Johnny. One's famous, one's funny. Jameis and Johnny. The Jameis and Johnny Show. The Jameis and Johnny Show.
This week on the Jameis and Johnny Show, Jameis and Johnny do a podcast.
Are you feeling classy today? Sit down, pour a glass of wine, and listen to Happy Hour.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, an hour where Happy rants about something. Sit back and listen in. Happy Hour is on now. Happy Hour is on now.
What is up? I am Ryan Hoppy. I'm so excited right now because I have a famous quarterback that I'm going to interview on here, and he's with me right now. Jameis, how are you?
You talk so much.
You're funny, Jameis. I have to talk. I'm Hoppy in this Hoppy Hour. Who's the fat guy you got with you?
Shut up, Hoppy. You know it's me, Johnny B. I'm here because Jameis doesn't speak idiot, and I'm going to translate for him. Jameis, Hoppy wants to know how you are doing.
You know, I feel good.
Well, you can't feel too good about starting out 1-2. Having to lose a record for the first time in, like, the history of everything you've ever done. How's that working out for you so far?
Okay, Jameis, he says, hey, I'm a big, goofy virgin. What do you think of my face?
Oh, man.
I didn't say that at all. Johnny B, you're a troublemaker and a pimp. Jameis, I'm sure you get a lot of bitches. What would you suggest that I do that make girls want to have sex with me and not run away screaming and throwing pepper spray at me?
Be yourself.
That's horrible advice, Jameis. I'm sorry, but you're looking at this guy, right?
That's just my character. That's who I am.
I know. It's because you're a good guy, but you can't placate this dude. He takes everything you say seriously. He's like a big baby.
Guys, I'm still here. I'm actually the host of the show. If you want to pay attention to me, that would be awesome. I mean, come on. One more question, Jameis. I've been kind of thinking about quitting this podcast while I'm on top. What do you think? Should I quit?
Do the right thing.
Whoa, wait a minute. You understood that? This whole time I'm translating and you knew how to speak dum-dum? I'm a real sucker.
Johnny B, you're crazy, man. Hey, thanks for coming on Happy Hour. I am voted number one podcast in all of Tampa Bay. Check out my website at www.
Okay, we got to go, Hoppy. Hey, thanks for having us, man. All right, we got football to play and things to do that aren't hanging out with you. So have a good one, Ryan. Say goodbye to the guy, Jameis.
That one didn't really matter.
You're damn right it didn't matter, but thanks for doing it anyway. You're a good dude, Jameis. Except for the part where you didn't tell me you knew how to speak dum-dum. Let's get out of here.
There you go.
Hello. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of the Jameis and Johnny Show. Pimp.
Yeah!
Oh, nice.
That was my favorite one.
My hobby's gotten way better over the last year.
It has.
That was when I was first starting it, you know?
It was over a year ago we did that one.
The only thing I nailed in that was his laugh. I nailed that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Because when he laughs, it sounds like just
he's choking.
Little, yeah,
like you want to Heimlich him or something. Not that you would.
Nope. Yeah, but he's like, yeah. It's like, please let this be. This
he was on, such a great idea.
He was on Radio Survivor yesterday with Anna. Yeah. And I'm down the hall.
Oh yeah.
hearing him laugh at things Drew's saying.
Oh boy,
I'm down the hall.
Imagine if you were sitting right there where I was.
Yes. How did that turn out, the Radio Survivor?
Not well for me. I was first voted off.
Yeah. I'm sorry about
that.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Did you appreciate and enjoy the experience?
Yes. Very thankful. Thank you for having me, everyone. Waving goodbye.
Pageant answer.
Right.
I love it. When inside you're like, it was a bunch of BS. I should have won that thing. Those bunch of chumps.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I understood completely, though. It's all about entertainment. And if you send Hoppy out of the room early, so many people would be sad, even though 99% of the people are calling in saying he needed to be off the island.
I understood. I understood why I went. So, but again, if it's between either being on Radio Survivor or being more like Hoppy, I'm happy to sacrifice myself.
Like if I was at a concert hall and they said, hey, would you like to hear Bruce Springsteen do an acoustic set just for you, Johnny B? Or we have a team of midgets that are going to kick Nickelback straight in the nuts for an hour. What would you like? I'm sorry, Bruce. I love you so much.
I know.
I got to see this.
Gotta go with option B.
Please.
Yeah.
Look at my photograph. Oh, midgets. Oh, yeah. That would be way better.
Did you just compare me to Bruce Springsteen?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. You're my bae. Let's take a break. When we come back from this here break, speaking of music, we have a list of some of the best rock ballads of all times. We're going to try to see who knows more about sweet, sweet, sexy hair band rock ballads. Playing a little game. Who knows this song better? I'll read a line from the song, and we'll try to figure it out. If you want to jump in with us, you can. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ryan, tell them what we have to give away for the winners today.
We have
we have nothing.
We have nothing,
I
was thinking of something that maybe I could pull.
Hold on. I'm just kidding.
Somewhere?
I'm just kidding.
What do you have for the winners?
Nothing!
Oh,
yeah!
I love nothing.
We'll be right back.
102.5 The Bone.
I love Johnny B and the Johnny B Show. He used to date me when I was a woman.
Real.
Oh my God, I love the Johnny B Show. I usually finger myself every night to it.
Raw. What the f*** is the Johnny B Show? Get this f***ing microphone out of my face. I don't give a f*** about you or your f***ing show or whatever. F*** off.
Radio. He's real. He's raw. And about 88,000 calories. It's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. About 25 more minutes with you. Sorry. Time flies when you're having fun, folks. Don't worry. Tomorrow I'll be back on the radio. I know. I can say that every day. I like that. Tomorrow I'll be doing 1-3 pregame football show, fantasy football show, live updates for the NFL, and of course I'll put myself and Pants. We'll put our comedic twist on all the NFL news. It'll be like sports radio, only better and funnier. See? Before us, 11-1, Ian Beckles Show, Dignitary Radio, and of course, Ian Beckles live from Hooters from 3 p.m. until 4 o'clock. Which Hooters is that going to be tomorrow?
Hillsborough
Avenue, out near the airport, that one?
Veterans in the airport, yeah.
Hell yeah. So you can actually meet and hang out with Ian Beckles. And Anna, you're going to go out there and pop into the Hooters tomorrow,
I'm
right?
I'm going to pop into the Hooters.
Oh, I love it. Saying that gets me so excited. We're going to play a little game real fast. And after that game, we'll wrap up the show with a brand new Let Me Sell That. I'm very, very excited about this one. The Let Me Sell That we got for tonight's show is... It's a service that needs to be a real thing, and it might get us in trouble. So, with that being said, you don't want to miss it. It's real close to the sun, flying real close to the sun. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Kurt, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show.
I got two guesses on the hair bands: Motley Crue, "Home Sweet Home," or Lita Ford, "Nazi." I close my eyes forever.
Kurt, I appreciate your enthusiasm and how you're jumping out there, but that's not quite how this game's working. I am going to give you a line from a song, and then you tell me the song and the artist, okay?
Okay, go.
calm down, man.
Jeez. Demanding.
My show, Kurt. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you, dude. I apologize.
Rock, yeah,
you
yeah,
rock, Kurt. Thanks, pal. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is a very, very easy one. I'll give you an easy one first, all right? Just like every cowboy sings his sad, sad song.
Oh, my God, I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Every cowboy sings his sad, sad song.
Just like every cowboy. I'm going to sing it. I'm going to do it like Casey Kasem. Hold on.
Every rose has its thorn.
Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad
poison.
Song.
Yeah.
That is poison, with every rose has its thorn.
Right.
That is correct. That is correct. I'll give you another one. Hold, please. Let's go to the next question for Kurt. As soon as I figure out how to get to the next question for Kurt. All right. Are you ready?
I'm holding on yet.
It's bringing me to my knees. Love lives, love dies. It's no surprise. Love begs, love pleads.
That's Def Leppard. Oh, jeez. I can't remember the song. Isn't it Def Leppard? Am I right?
That is Def Leppard. What is the name of the song?
I cannot remember the song.
That was Love Bites by Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I
bet.
Sorry. Let's go to the next one. This song says, this must be love, because it's really got a hold on me. No, it is not.
They were a one-hit wonder anyway.
That was actually the noise I made when I passed away 5 years ago.
What was the band? What was it?
I'm not giving hints.
Ah,
this must be love, because it's really got a hold on me. I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the love ballads from dudes that are prettier than girls. That song was Is This Love by Whitesnake.
My bad.
Kurt, thank you for calling in, and keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Rock and roll, go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Go Bucks indeed. I'm Casey Kasem. I'm dead. Brendan, you're on the Johnny B Show. I'm Casey Kasem.
What's happening, Johnny? Let's do this.
All right, Brendan, I will read some lyrics and you tell me if this is if you know the name and all that jazz. All right, you know. Because you were born for all the world to see. Because you were born for all the world to see. What? Name that tune and the artist. I'm Casey Kasem. TikTok, bitch.
Yeah. Dead air is not
damn,
usually.
Damn, dude, you got me on that one.
Oh, yes, I did. Hold, please. That was none other than... When Children Cry by White Lion.
Sure wasn't When Children Clear Their Throat.
That's weird. Here's your next song. These five words I swear to you, when you breathe, I want to be the air for you.
Oh, what a good song.
Oh, that's Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you.
Correct. Let's see if you can get this thing going again. Oh, this is a great one. Remember yesterday, walking hand in hand, love letters in the sands.
I remember you, Skid Row.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, you are an old school headbanger. How about this one? Heaven isn't too far away, closer to you, to it every day. Trust me, I know I'm dead.
The late, great Janie Lane, Warrant, Heaven.
Ugh. This guy's good.
I know him. We actually bowled together in heaven. Next song. And it ain't easy to get back. Takes so long. It ain't easy to get back. It takes so long.
Probably should have had a music bed for this.
It ain't easy to get...
I'm drawing a blank, dude. Sorry.
Thank you for calling in. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Let's take a break. When we come back, I have, and thanks for calling, guys. That was fun. Yeah, I want to do more games like that, but I want to have music beds ready. Let's do a different kind of a different genre every week.
We
you want to do that?
Let's do it.
Hold on. He's talking without a microphone. What?
We can do maybe like 90s pop.
Shut up. That's why your mic's off. Listen. yeah. Every week we can do a different genre and stuff where we read the lyrics and they got to see if they get the song right. What do you? Huh? Yeah? Yeah?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Just answer me.
Let's go for
it. What do
you think, Anna?
I like it. Great. We're having a conversation, you bastards. When we come back, I created a little bit to try to pitch my abilities to the sales department here at Cox Media Group because I feel like I am an untapped resource when it comes to the endorsement game. There's companies out there that need to have a strong, powerful personality to behind their product or their company or their service. So I created a little thing called Let Me Sell That. I have come up with a fake company like I do every week. And then I do three different styles of commercials. I do a straightforward, I do a wacky one, and then I do a smooth version. We have all those when we come back for a brand new company. You'll have to find out what it is when we get back, but you're probably going to like it. Stick around one more segment. This is the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
102.5 The Bone.
I love the Johnny B Show. The other day, I was so freaking hot, but I still left my kids in the car.
Real.
I love 102.5 The Bone, especially Johnny B. That guy talked me out of smoking crack one night. He smoked it for me.
Raw.
I love Johnny B. He touched me in my funny spot.
Radio. The funniest show on Saturday. Because that's worth bragging about. I absolutely hate reading this shit. It's the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, I get it. You're an outcast. Always under attack. Always coming in last. Bring it up the bass. No one owes you anything, I think. You need a shotgun blast. A kick in the ass. So paranoid. Watch your back.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Got about 10 more minutes with you or so. If you've been here since 7 o'clock, we really appreciate it. This is our new time on Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Makes us very happy. Anna Hummel's been here all night with us.
All night.
Because she's a major part of the show. Ryan Adams, you've been here most of the night.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah's been pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. That I have. Yeah. On top of the roof, too.
Did you at least get his number?
Yeah.
No.
So hot.
I got the bill.
Thanks to everybody on Twitter, social media, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. We really appreciate you guys. Love you guys. All the Christines and the Kates and the David G's and the Tim Hemps and the Glaze
Roosters.
And
he's killing it.
He really is.
We really do read your tweets, and we really do appreciate you guys. So thank you so much. We try to show you guys all the love, honestly. Like, for instance, Avo, what's going on, man?
Hey, Johnny B, remember our song? You up for it?
What is our song?
Remember this song? When we used to do this on the Midnight Meltdown.
Huh?
Remember we used to
do
this?
Is that the MASH theme?
No! That's Def Leppard?
Yeah. You up for it?
Yeah, I got this. I'm doing radio show. Start the music over. I don't think we'll play me and my song at the same time. That's weird. I never knew I could just make Avo go away by talking. Avo!
Yeah.
That sounds awesome, dude. I got to do this next bit, man. Have a great weekend, pal.
All right, thanks. Hey, enjoy your week. We're out the show. And thanks.
Okay. I will, buddy. Take care.
Right.
So weird being his friend.
That last thing was a sentence that he did.
No, there. That's fine. No. That's Avo. He's an all right guy, man. He's all right. Never. We made up, man.
Never thought I'd see this day.
What? Dude, it's a weight off my chest, man. Off my chest, man. Come on. You just got to understand the guy.
Anna's only been on the show a few months, and she's even in the same boat. Like, never thought I'd see this day.
He just wants to be loved, man.
I remember we had an episode on the BDRS, and Avo called in, and Johnny was not happy.
Yeah. We just had to get past some hurdles, me and Avo. It's fine.
Have you, like, made out with him yet or something? Because that's kind of the way you're sounding right now, man.
Oh, I'm sounding like I want to make out with Avo?
A little bit.
No. Or am I sounding like a guy that understands that, you know, maybe he's, you know, he's not like everybody else. You know what I mean? Avo's, he's a bird of a different...
Feather?
Thank you.
So is RuPaul, but I don't.
Why
see
are you being mean, Avo?
I'm just
dude.
Saying, bro.
Avo, if you want to Twitter rant against Ryan Adams, that's all you play.
Look, I don't hate Avo. I just know what he's done in the past, and it's just very funny that you've gotten over it so quickly.
I'm a forgiving dude, man. I don't hold grudges. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Let Me Sell That is a segment that I created to pitch my sales ability to the staff here at the Cox Media Group, the greatest sales staff, by the way, in the whole country. You know that because they win awards over and over and over again. And, of course, our fearful leader, Keith Lawless, just won the Wayne Award at the radio.com, I believe, conference in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Very, very proud of him. So yep. If he's listening, congratulations, Keith Lawless. You absolutely deserve that. And that's not me ass-kissing. That is the truth. I have mad, mad respect not only for him but for all the upper management here. It's not easy running a talk radio station, but then having all these other stations too. Like, he has a whole lot of different personalities to deal with and a whole lot of stuff that most people would not even understand. So he has a lot on his plate. And as a guy that's had lots of things on his plate before, I understand that part of it. Truth. So Let Me Sell That. I pitch fake products to the sales staff. Let's start with the straightforward one. For this brand new fake company, and this is a company, if you own a cat and you need that cat transported to your vacation spot, to your new home, or maybe you're selling the cat, it's the best way to do it and make sure the cat has 100% comfort and safety, because safety is key when you're transporting your little pussy cat.
Did we mention it's a commercial about cats?
It's all about cats. Yeah.
Felines.
Kitty, yes. Kitty cats.
The yes, four-legged dude. Animal.
Yeah. The first one is a straightforward. This is a cat delivery service called Pussy Packers, and this is just for you, Tampa Bay. Hey, Johnny B here, and I want to talk to all the cat lovers out there. Most of you ladies, you love your pussies. Absolutely. So when you have to move or go on vacation, the last thing you want to do is leave your cat at home. Well, there's a brand new service right here in Tampa Bay where you don't have to do that. They will actually help you move your cat to where you are going to be. It's called Pussy Packers. That's right. The folks over at Pussy Packers have actually designed a state-of-the-art, safe and secure traveling crate for your little feline friend. Whether you're traveling overnight or around the world, Pussy Packers is the place to go. They will make sure that they take your cat and treat it like their very own. Look, you gotta travel, maybe you're moving, you don't wanna leave that big old pussy behind. Have Pussy Packers take your cat, place it in a very secure box with air holes, of course, and then they will place it on a plane and they'll send your pussy to you. You're going to be like, I miss my kitty cat so much. But when you arrive at your destination, guess what? Yep, he's already there waiting on you, your beautiful little hairy pussy. Go to Pussy Packers right now. Make sure you type it in exactly like that, or you'll go to another website that I go to all the time that you probably weren't expecting. Pussypackers.com, taking care of your cat one box at a time. When you go there, tell them Johnny B sent you and your pussy. There you go.
I like it.
Everybody loves their cat, dude.
Yep.
What's with that that music bed? What is this?
That's the Nyan cat. Remember that?
Nyan Kitty.
Yeah, Nyan Kitty.
No. Oh.
It went viral. It's just like this Japanese, like, 8-bit little video game cat just going across the screen. There's a YouTube video of 100 hours of Nyan Cat.
Makes me feel like I'm on a drug that
yeah.
that hasn't been created yet.
It's kind of what it's supposed to do.
Oh, God.
Let's say you don't want the straightforward, professional-sounding Johnny B, like that one. You want the wacky Johnny B.
I call him Jazz Hands Johnny.
Yes, we have that guy, too. If you want the real, crazy comedian Johnny B., to do your ad, this is that version right here. Hey guys, Johnny B here with a brand new service for all you cat lovers out there. How many times have you went on a cruise or maybe flew to another state or even another country and you thought, I wish my little pussy was with me? Well, now your beautiful little pussy can go with you everywhere. Not really with you, just meet you at your destination. We have a company called Pussy Packers. That's right, Pussy Packers, right here in Tampa Bay. All you have to do is go to pussypackers.com, register your little pussy, and they will make sure that you get a safe and secure traveling crate for your favorite little pet. They will ship that cat
anywhere you need it shipped. You tell them, hey, I need my pussy in Albuquerque. Done. Hey, I need my pussy in Alabama. Done. Hey, can you guys take my big old giant furry pussy and make sure it's in Alaska safe and sound? Ma'am, your pussy will be there when you arrive. You want a little pussy pack? Fine. How about a huge pussy pack? Even better. At pussypackers.com, there is no pussy too small or too big that they can't ship that cat anywhere you need it shipped. No longer do you have to be without your favorite furry little friend. And you know what? Most guys want to know that when you show up to visit them, you're going to have that pussy with you. So make sure you go to pussypackers.com and tell them Johnny B sent you.
There you go. It's got a little bit more funk to it. You know what I mean?
I like it.
A little loose.
A lot.
Little loose. Pun intended. Let's say you want my alter ego, the smooth, smooth Johnny B. Oh, we got that one too. Smooth Johnny B for Pussy Packers.
Hey guys, Johnny B here. With Johnny B here with a brand new service for all you cat lovers.
Hey y'all, it's your boy JB, and I want to talk to you about your furry little kitty cat. That's right, I'm talking to you ladies. You ever wonder how you're going to travel or maybe move and get your cat there safe and sound, not have to put it on a plane or in a car with you? Well, my boys over at pussypackers.com got it all figured out for you. That's right. They'll pack that pussy for you, lady. And everybody loves it when a man packs that pussy and sends it where it needs to be. So when you arrive at your destination, you look down and you go, ooh, there's that smooth little pussy, just like I left it.
Johnny B, could you pack my pussy?
Damn right. Pussy Packers pack so many pussies in a year, it would blow your mind. Nice little pussies like Leo here. Oh, and don't forget my boy Nibbles and my boy Charlie. And my favorite pussy of the year, Little Dinkles. PussyPackers.com. Handling women's pussies for years and years and years, where everybody goes to have their cat delivered. Tell them Johnny B sent you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Remember when Johnny used to work here?
It was fun, right?
It was a good run.
We had a good run, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that made me uncomfortable.
What?
What a softy.
Thanks a lot for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. I meant tonight, not forever,
yeah.
Maybe. Johnny B Show every Saturday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the time being, for at least the next few months. Closing time. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/... The Johnny B Show. We'll have the SoundCloud clips up there just for everybody. It'll be fun. Maybe even that one.
Maybe even that one.
Yeah.
We'll throw the blooper reel in there, too.
Oh, I forgot a blooper reel.
Hey, that's all right, man. We're pressed for time.
We are out of time.
We got this.
It's closing time. I believe we have a Drew Garabo live replay next.
No. Dominic Ferriello's replay.
That's what I said, dude.
Duh.
Dominic Ferriello replay. I think Drew just texted me. That's why I said that. Ask the Dom's up next, guys. After that, 2 hours of this show will be replayed from midnight to 2. I'll be out tomorrow at the Bone Tailgate Party. The Bucks taking on the Rams. You have Ian Beckles' show from 11 to 1. You have myself and Pants Party Radio from 1 to 3. And then Ian Beckles from 3 to 4. So that's a lot of live radio for you on a Sunday. And then I'll be back with Ian Beckles Monday through Friday this week, covering for the Mike Calta Show while they're out on the Calta Cruise number 10. I will see you, or you will hear me tomorrow, and of course Monday morning and all through the week. Don't forget to check out Anna and my boys on the BDRS Monday night, and Anna will be actually with me and Ian during the week. You're never
I'm such a whore.
You're a dirty radio whore.
Such a whore.
Isaiah, great job.
Thank you.
I was lying. Ryan,
thanks.
B plus today, man.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks,
I'll see you tomorrow out at the Bowman tailgate party.
All right, bud.
All right, we'll see you there tomorrow. Have a wonderful night, guys. Enjoy your weekend.